WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Rock critic Ken Tucker has been listening to a lot of country music these days, and he's come up with two favorites, one from an established star, the other a newcomer. Here are his reviews of Hal Ketchum's Every Little Word and David Ball's Thinkin' Problem. Here's Hal Ketchum.
Don't know where, don't know when, this road I'm on is gonna end. It's been my friend, it's been my sin, my next of kin. Traveled high, traveled low, the rain still falls, the wind still blows. One thing I've learned, one thing I know, there ain't no easy road.
For the past couple of years, Hal Ketchum has developed a big following for his country crooning, and on his third release, Every Little Word, he proves he's a softie with a spine. He contrasts his smoky tenor with spare, dry folk instrumentation that doesn't neglect a juicy beat now and then. With his movie star good looks and sensitive guy attitude, Ketchum is frequently dismissed among serious country fans as a lightweight. But I hear him as the best justification possible for middle-of-the-road country music.
Somehow we let it slip right through our fingers. Somewhere we left our love along the way. Now after all the life we've lived between us, how can we have nothing more to say? Let's put aside the pain and all the sorrow. Stop talking about the way things might have been. If we'd only throw our hearts into tomorrow, tonight we just might fall in love again.
Hal Ketchum's career is firmly established, but David Ball's is just starting. His first album, called Thinkin' Problem, is, as far as I'm concerned, the country debut of the year, just bursting with old-fashioned honky-tonk music. I was afraid this meant that Ball had no chance for success, because right now, country radio stations could not care less about old-fashioned styles.
Yes, I admit I've got a thinkin' problem. She's always on my mind. Her memory goes round. I'll start with loving her, but I don't know when to stop.
Well, it turns out that the title song of Ball's album is such an instant classic, a great song with a novelty hook in its title, that it looks like it's becoming a hit single anyway. Ball is a young singer steeped in tradition. He's got that George Jones clench to his teeth, that Merle Haggard growl in the back of his throat. And like all the good old country stars, he can't keep away from a corny pun that illuminates romantic pain. One song's chorus is, "I say I've burned her memory, but I'm just blowing smoke." Even better is this.
I did some honky-tonk healing to get me over you. It took some neon nurses around the clock to pull me through. I was in critical condition. My heart was broken in two due to honky-tonk healing. I'm feeling good as new.
At a time when country music is chock-full of mannerly mannequins who don't sound as if they've ever consumed anything stronger than a non-alcoholic beer, what a relief it is to hear David Ball's barroom voice of experience. Between the two of them, Ball and Hal Ketchum are helping to keep country music honest.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Hal Ketchum's new album, Every Little Word, and David Ball's Thinkin' Problem. I'm Marty Moscowen, and this is Fresh Air.